Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. Let's talk about nature studies with multiple ages, because obviously we're talking to homeschool families. Mm-hmm. Most homeschool families have, you know, a few kids. And so we could have a wide range of kids. I mean, my girls are 12 and almost 17. So there's a 5-year gap. I've got a sixth grader and an 11th grader. Yeah. And they're on two very different levels when it comes to their education. And then I know we've got families who have a 2-year-old and an 18-year-old. So how can you do a nature study with kids who are all different ages? Does that work just as well?
Oh, it absolutely does. In fact, nature study may very well be one of the easiest things to do with multiple ages. Mm. The No Sweat Nature Study classes are for 1st through 8th graders. And most people who are skeptical will come to me and say, how are you going to keep a 7th grader busy and a 2nd grader at the same time? That makes no sense. And I say, just give it a go. Because nature study is about a topic. And so we can take a topic or a walk. We don't even have to have a topic in mind. And everybody gets to work on their own level. So for instance, let's pretend like we have taken a walk today and we've run into a beautiful autumn tree that is losing its leaves. We're going to take along a 2-year-old. Let's take along a 10-year-old and let's take along a 15-year-old. Well, everybody is going to take maybe today their nature journal and some colored pencils. And so we all see this tree, or maybe we don't. Maybe everybody finds a different tree in the same area. Okay, that's fine too. That's multi-age learning as well. And so everybody says, well, you know what? First today, let's just sketch that tree really quickly. And so your 2-year-old is going to absolutely love to have their own little nature journal and their own colored pencils. It's not going to last long for them, but they will probably for 2 minutes color something that doesn't resemble a tree, but that's will be their tree. And then they get to just cause trouble the rest of the time, which is okay. But no kidding, because your 10-year-old, I think we were taking a 10-year-old and a 15, you can tell them, I'm going to keep walking for a little bit with the 2-year-old. Why don't you guys finish your sketches? And then I want you to notice 3 things that you know about this tree and 3 things you don't know. And then when I come back from walking this little loop, you guys be finished, and then we're going to discuss that. And so you've got your 15-year-old who very likely is drawing an intricate tree with all of the different tree bark nodules and holes, and maybe even imagining some kind of artistic thing that's in these empty tree limbs. And the 10-year-old who is probably not doing quite the sketch, or reverse that, because sometimes it's the 15-year-old that doesn't want to draw, right?
Right.
But you've given them a task to do once that's finished. So the one who really wants to sketch a long time, they're thinking about these questions in their mind while they're sketching. The one who just wants to sketch it really fast, they're also thinking, they have a chance maybe to even write some of those questions down. So then you get back, you say, okay, so what are 3 things that you know? And you're having this discussion, and inevitably, one of the kiddos says something that the other kiddo will say, I hadn't even thought about that. My tree does that too. Or yeah, now that you say that, I'm totally seeing it. Or my tree doesn't have that. I wonder why. And so you can say, ooh, add that to the things you don't know, because we were coming up with 3 things we don't know. Well, now you've got a 4th. You don't know why yours doesn't have this and hers does. And so then you can start saying, okay, well, what are your questions you don't know about? Does anybody here in the group know the answer to that question? Can we look it up really quickly? If not, circle that one on your page or write it down somewhere, and let's research that during morning time tomorrow. Or that can be part of your science tomorrow. Research that question and then come back to supper tomorrow and tell us. Yeah. So you've inspired everybody to kind of learn on their own level. You've inspired them to do what they can to the best of their ability, to use their own insight into something, their own creativity. And so when I'm looking at the No Sweat Nature Study, which is kind of multi-age learning, that's why I keep bringing that up, the kids will send me pictures of their nature journal pages that we complete during class together.
Yeah, fun.
Every single person has a completely different take on the exact same topic that we've studied. They've keyed in on different things. They have taken different notes. They've drawn different details. And that Nature Journal page is amazing to each and every single one of them because they took in information that was important to them, something they needed to learn. And it's incredible. I still think that it's incredible. And I've been doing this for years with multi-ages. It's incredible how well it works.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.